turtle.
Okay. And what would you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Terrapin.
Have you ever heard the terrapins called gophers?
Gophers, yes. And that's a different...
Oh, they're different
not
things.
Not like a turtle.
Well, now, are a gopher and a terrapin different?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terrapin and a turtle are very much like. The one's in the water, the other one's on the land.
Well, now, what's the difference between a terrapin and a gopher?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, but there is some kind of difference?
Oh yes, there's a difference, but I don't know what the difference is.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay.
And I don't like them.
Can the insides of other creatures be eaten? Like maybe a cow or...
I've never heard of.
No. A tongue of a cow, they eat that.
What
and the liver.
Have you ever heard people talk about liver and lights?
Yeah.
Now what are the lights?
Well, I don't know the difference between them, but it's kind of like a lung.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a kind of craft that you might get into to go fishing?
To go out? A boat.
Would you make a distinction between one that had a...
canoe and one that's a boat with a motor.
Are you familiar with the term batteau?
Batteau, I've heard it called batteau, yes.
Is that a particular kind of boat?
Well, it's just flat bottom wooden boat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Set of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really did what to the other one? Oh, boy. Don't be shy.
You better not get him started out.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
On the back part?
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't get down on the back part.
If he squats down. I mean, this part. Would you call it... Have you ever heard
on
that?
On the back?
Called hunches?
Haunches?
Yeah. And now, would you ever say that? He got down on his haunches?
No, I don't.
Do people in this area say that?
I guess there's some.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say...
Like what?
Okay, good. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
Tacky.
And would there be a different word if you're talking about a woman instead of a man? Or could you use the same word?
Yeah, could use the same thing, a man or a woman.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say, she's really...
dressed up.
And if you're talking about a man, you say, he's really... Would you say dressed up?
I would say so.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she certainly is what for her age.
Lively for her age.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
He's lazy, like me.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Hecklewood.
And what do you call an insect that hops around in the grass?
Cricket.
Grasshopper.